This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is detaching with love. Detachment for me typically means separating myself from a situation that I believe is no longer good or healthy for me. And so when I think about pursuing the desires of my heart or any type of endeavor in my new season, if you will, I am definitely not thinking about detachment. Now, there are times, as we know, we can want something and we can pray on it, and we ultimately have to get to a place of letting go and letting God. But then that's when I had sort of my aha moment, because I thought, okay, I will let go and I will let God. But by adding a love component to my intentions, seems like I bring in a whole new energy into the situation. And with that, it feels like a personal invitation from me to God right on into my space. And with that, it feels like I am now resting in His strength, and I'm no longer holding on so tightly for dear life, or rather releasing the situation hopelessly. The scripture that I will use today to anchor me is the timeless one of Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Tune in tomorrow when we shift from loving it or them to loving you. Share this Be Moment as others desire to be inspired. Finally, for more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.